Greetings. I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. Welcome again to Happy and Whole in Him, 5 Minutes with Jesus. I was recently talking with a depressed man who was anxious about COVID, so I tried to encourage him with the fact that Elkhart cases were going down, at which point he turned to another troubling issue, and then another, and another. I interrupted him by asking, "Are you trusting in God?" And he said the Bible predicted all these bad things, so we'd know that we're in the end times. We better brace ourselves because everything was going down the tubes. And he walked away. It was a miserable conversation to have with a fellow Christian. My question is, does Jesus want us to be miserable right now? Does Jesus want us to be shedding negativity and affecting others? And the answer is no. Jesus, the Son of God, came to preach the gospel, good news, to give his followers the unique privilege of having his joy in them, as we saw in John 15:11. Charles Spurgeon said, "Those who are beloved of the Lord must be the most happy and joyful people to be found anywhere on the face of the earth." Is Spurgeon right? Are God's people supposed to be happy even if we're in horrible situations? Listen to Moses' deathbed words to Israel from Deuteronomy 33:29. "Happy are you, O Israel, who is like you, a people saved by the Lord." Do you know where Israel is when Moses is saying this? The wilderness. They've been homeless wanderers, having left a trail of carcasses in their wake for the last 40 years. And dying Moses happily declares they are the happiest people on the planet. How can he say this? It certainly can't be because of their circumstances or their accomplishments. Moses says this because of who God is for them, how God gives them the promise of a happy future, for them a land flowing with milk and honey. How much more should the church today be a happy people in our circumstances, when the Father has gone to such lengths in sending his Son to the cross to bring all of us to the brink of eternal joy in heaven? The message of the Bible is not a call to spread negativity, but to rejoice in the Lord always. Tim Keller says, "While other worldviews lead us to sit in the midst of life's joys, foreseeing the coming sorrows, Christianity empowers its people to sit in the midst of this world's sorrows, tasting the coming joy." Jesus does not want us to spread the plague of negativity in our community by being miserable. That's the invitation of another. God invites us to discover that the gospel is contagious by our being happy. So, how can we lower our negativity levels? Well, first, start seeing the smile of God resting on you even in difficult times. Studies actually show those who believe in an angry God have poor mental health. We know God is not happy with evil things going on. And yes, there is so much. But we must not conclude that God is unhappy at the core of his being. God's unhappiness is due to sin entering the world. But that is temporary, because God sent Jesus to deal with this at the cross. God sees and knows a joyful future where sin will no longer be. God was happy before creation. God will be happy in glory. And he is happy right now, even if he is bringing end times judgment. And why Jesus was generally happy when he walked our world. And since whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did, 1 John 2:6, let us also be godly by imitating our happy Savior. Let us be pushing our neighbors towards heaven with our joy. That is something we can do. What we can't do is fix all the troubling things going on in our world. So stop fixating on them. Be informed enough to pray to the one who can do something about them, and then spend your mental energy on all the good God is doing in our world right now, and also on the promise of lasting pleasures. And when your mind drifts to all the problems of the world that you cannot possibly bear, remember Jesus' call in Matthew 11 to come to him when you are under the weight of the world, and rest in him who can and will take up every burden we bring to him, and to trust he will one day turn it all backwards, turning every agony into joy. Come to the one who has the most accessible heart in the universe and who longs to give you joy. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming and opening the vast gates of your kingdom of joy to one such as I. Forgive me for taking on a yoke I cannot bear, and for encouraging others to do the same. Breathe your joy and peace into me, and may I exhale the same to a world that needs it more than ever. Amen.